So yesterday we had this interesting chiddush in Bar Nefashos. I thought it was an interesting chiddush in Bar Nefashos and how we view Bar Nefashos. And we started to talk about two types of shinui makom. That there's a din of shinui makom when I go from place A to place B, and now I want to eat more in place B. And then there's a din of shinui makom. I go from place A to place B. I don't eat anything in place B, but I come back to place A. So that's also a din in shinui makom. So we're trying to figure out, is there any chilek between those two types, the two modes of shinui makom that we have? Tosos and daf kuf beis amud aleph in I'm on the wrong page here. Tosos and daf kuf beis amud aleph in Dibur Maschil Tanya. If you look at Tosos, Tanya kavasei de Rav Chista. Right toward the end of the sugya, I believe we already read the Gemara through all the way to that point. But we had the Gemara quotes a brisa. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Again, remember, we have the machlokas of Chista and Rav Sheshes, right? That's Chazrov. Rav Chista holds the whole din of Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech is only by things that don't require bracha achrayin b'mekomen. The things that require bracha achrayin b'mekomen, ala mechia foods and benching foods, so then you don't need to make a new bracha on a Shinui Makom. So the Gemara quotes later on that we have a brisa that supports Rav Chista. So says Tosos, Pirush Rashbam, Hadul Maisi Krav Chista Me Rabbanan de Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we say that the brisa that supports Rav Chista is the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, Mishum Debai Hi Lo Katani Behadia Yayin. Because in that case, it didn't say explicitly that we're talking about Yayin. Where was Rabbi Yehuda? The brisa was, the brisa with Rabbi Yehuda was on the very top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, where we said that you have Chaverim that are Mesubin and they're Oker Ragleim to go to Beis HaKnesses, to go to Beis HaMedrash, so when they leave, they don't need to make a bracha achrona. When they come back, they don't need to make a bracha rishona. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if they leave Miktsas Chaverim. But if they don't leave Miktsas Chaverim, then they're always going to need a new bracha. So Lechora, the Tanakama holds, doesn't make a difference if you leave Miktsas Chaverim or not. Whether you leave somebody or you don't leave anybody. The very fact that you have to go back for benching is going to be what holds you back to that location and is going to make it that we could ignore all the halachos of Shinui Makom. So Frektaisus, why don't we say that that's a raya to Rav Chista? That the raya to Rav Chista is the shita of the Tanakama. I mean, why do we quote the old brisa of Rav Yehuda? Because we thought we had a kasha in Rav Chista. So we said, nah, not a kasha in Rav Chista. Any brisa you find that goes against Rav Chista goes like Rav Yehuda. Great! And then the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda in that very same brisa would be going like Rav Chista. No? So Tosa says, no, the reason we don't bring that as a raya is because it doesn't say behedya that they're talking about wine. And v'zeh pirush l'fi shitasa v'yasim hacha yayin. But over here, when we actually do bring a tanya kavase de Rav Chista, so then we have a girsa, the Rashbam has a girsa, that it says explicitly, chaverim shoy mesubin lishtos, yayin, v'akra glein v'chazu, ein shrichon levarich. That it's dafka, that they went to, that they were mesuba to drink wine. And that's exactly like Rav Chista. And that's what the Rashbam makes a big deal out of the fact that it says Yayin explicitly. If you look at the Rashbam in the fourth wide line, V'abehedya misayel Rav Chista midiktani Yayin. That's explicit like Rav Chista because it says Yayin. Lo tani Yayin behedya. But the previous brisa, which previous brisa? The brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, where we had the sheet of the Rabbanon. That doesn't say explicitly Yayin. V'yeshlon mishum hachilo maisi, back in Tosos, V'yeshlon mishum hachilo maisi siyata mina, mishum di'ika da'amri b'sanhedrin, de'bame nami lefareish. V'yavagav de'chazru maisi raya l'Rav Chista, de'taymi de'shinu makam de'tzarech levarech, mishum sha'amidasu mimakamu hu gemar achilaso, v'uadin nami chazru. So says Tosos, maybe there's another reason why we don't bring a raya from the earlier brisa. How did the earlier Bryce say? Look at the top of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara in the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. What does it say? Detanya. Chaverim Shayim Subin. You have a bunch of people sitting around. Va'akru, meaning and eating. Va'akru Ragleim. And they get up. Leilech lebeis haknes, le beis medrash. To go to shul, to go to beis medrash. Kshen yotzin, ain't to in brach lemafreya. So when they leave, they don't need to make a bracha achrona. Kshen chozrin, ain't to in brach lechelchila. When they come back, they don't need to say a bracha rishona. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bamed Varim Amurim. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is that true? That they don't need to say a bracha achrona, bracha rishona? That's only if. and he makes a nukimta. That's bizman shenichusha mixas chaverim. It's only if you leave mixas chaverim, but if you don't leave mixas chaverim, then you're going to have to make a new bracha. Is there a machlokas in this braisa? Tos says, I'm not so sure that there even is a machlokas. Meaning, why did the Rashbam say we don't bring a raya from the sheet of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who don't bring up the whole issue of friends, because it doesn't talk about Yayin explicitly. But really, there is a Rabbanan who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. That Tanakama is saying different than Rabbi Yehuda. Tos says, I'm not so sure. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ba med varim amurim, maybe lefarish, that Rabbi Yehuda is just coming to explain what the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakama. Tanakama just said, not every Tana spelled everything out. Rachel Bitcha Katana spelled everything out exactly, perfectly. Sometimes the Tanaim, very often the Tanaim, would leave things somewhat vague. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Tanakama was so vague, let me explain what he means. He means that when do you not have to make a bracha? When you're nichush ha-miktas chaverim, when you leave some people there. But if you don't leave anybody there, then you have to make a new bracha, you have to make a bracha achron, a new bracha rishona. That's how Tosus understands. That's why we're not going to bring a raya from that brisa. But listen to how Tosus says it. Because we have a concept that Bamez may be Lefaresh, that maybe the Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakama. V'yafal gav d'chazru. Maisi raya l'Rav Chista d'tayim d'shinu imakom d'tzarech l'varech. Mishum sha'amidaso mimakomo hi gemar achilaso. We bring a raya to Rav Chista that the reason that shinu makom, that you have to make a new bracha. It's still a good raya to Rav Chisda that b'shinu makom you have to make a new bracha because amidaso mimakomo hu gemara achilaso. When you get up, you are leaving. You are finishing that meal. That is the end of that achila. V'adina michazu. And therefore, it would therefore mean that when you come back to that first spot, what should that lacha be? If we view your leaving that spot as the absolute finality of that meal, so then the halacha would be, if you leave, let's say, without saying a bracha achrona, and then you come back, what should the halacha be? You should have to say a new bracha. Why? Because I finished that meal. Amidaso hi gemar achilaso. If that's the svara, that you're getting up is the gemar achila, so then it makes sense that when you come back, of course you're going to have to make a new bracha, because you already had a gemar achila. That's why that's the whole concept of Shinu Makom. So Tosfos writes, since that's the svar of Shinu Makom, that it's the Gemara Achila, so there's no difference between Shinu Makom in terms of wanting to eat more in place B versus going back to place A and wanting to eat more. In either situation, you finish the first meal, so you need to make a new bracha. Good. However, not all Rishonim agree with Tosfos on this point. Maram Chalva and others are mechalik veiled. If you're mishana makom and you go to from point A, from place A to place B, even Rav Chisda would hold that things that require a bracha b'makomam, you have to make a new bracha because you're not in the place in your makom of the kviyas, in the place where you kaveh yourself. Meaning, now that I'm in place B, it could be even Rav Chisda who holds that when I have an alamichi or a benching that's yanking me back to place A. So what does that mean? That means when I go back to place A, it's kitlu, I was there the whole time. Because I always had to be back there. My mind was on it the whole time. It's as if I had this something, this rubber band pulling me back to point A. So when I went back to point A, it's not a new kviyus of achila. It's a continuation of the previous achila. But that's only if I go back to point A. But while I'm in point B, right? While I'm in point B, or let's say things that don't require a bracha b'makomam, where there is no kviyas for the makom achila, then even if I am chozer l'makomo, I'll have to make a new bracha. So it turns out Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes only disagree if you went l'makom achir v'chozer l'makomo. The whole machlokas is only if you come back to point A. But if you went from point A to point B, then maybe everybody would agree that that's called the shinui makom, you'd have to make a new bracha. Right? The whole machlokas is only if you come back to the original place. So that's different, that's very different than the way Tosfos understands. So again, the way Tosfos understands is that why is it that when I'm mishana makom, Tosfos understands why is it that when I'm mishana makom, I have to say a new bracha, I'm mishana makom, I have to say a new bracha, because my leaving is the gemar achila. But maybe you can say it a little differently. It's not that my leaving is the gemar achila per se. It's that while I'm gone, if I have nothing holding me back, So then I've left that place. I've been ochre from that place. But if I do have something holding me back, so then I haven't been ochre myself from that place. I still have in my mind that I'm still connected to that place, and therefore, when I do come back, I'm not going to have to say a new bracha. But while I'm gone, I taka will have to say a new bracha. Yeah?
According to the thing, it says Mar Suda, right? Because Mar Suda, therefore, that's the reason why you come back and you have to say a new bracha. Mar Suda, when you leave originally. Let's say you're still chewing. Meaning, you walk out of the room and you had a big bite and you were chewing.
Meaning, oh, good. So that's a very good way to say it. That. How can you call that a Gemar Suda if you're physically still eating the entire time? Maybe that would be a good time. Maybe according to that Shita, according to Tosos, that you're leaving is by definition a Gemar Suda. Maybe it's harder to say that when it's still Sapasha that you're chewing, that you're still eating. It comes out according to Maram Chalava that Maram Chalava writes this, that it's more pasha that you have to make a bracha by things that are tu'una bracha b'makomam, meaning things like alamichya foods and let me just think this through. Yeah, things like alamichya foods and benching foods. When you are in point B, alamichya foods and benching foods for sure would require a new bracha. More so than things that don't require, meaning than bar nefashos foods. Right? Because when you're dealing with alamichya foods, according to Maram Chalava, when you're dealing with alamichya foods and benching foods, let's say it like this. According to Tosfos, when I washed and started eating a meal in place A, and then I left, according to Tosfos, what's the svara why I'm not going to need a new bracha when I come back? According to Tosfos. Good. I wash. I eat in point A. I leave without benching. And then I come back. Why don't I have to say a new bracha when I come back? According to Tosfos, what's the svara? Right, that's the halacha, right? What's the svara? So the svara is, the only reason I ever would have to say a new bracha is if I was gomer the achila. But I'm not gomer the achila, because I haven't benched yet. So I was never gomer the achila. That's the svara, right? I never finished that meal. If I never finished that meal, I don't make a new bracha. And even when I'm in point B, I don't make a new bracha. Why? Because I never finished that meal. According to Ram Chalva, it's a different svara. It's not a question of whether I was gomer the achila or not. The reason that if I wash in point A and then I go to place B, I wash in place A and then I go to place B, and I come back to place A, the reason I don't have to make a new bracha is not because I was never gomer the achila, but it's because I had something connecting me to place A. It's not about did I finish the suda. That's not the issue. The issue is that it's ki'ilu, even while I was away from place A, that it's like I split myself into two, and part of me was still in place A. Like a part of my personality remained in place A. So it's like I never left place A. But then, when I'm eating in place B, what's the halacha going to be? When I'm eating in place B, I'd have to make a new bracha. Right? Because I never left place A, that works for place A. According to Tosfos, when I'm eating place B, I don't have to make a new bracha. Why not? Because I was never gomer the suda. According to Ram Chalava, when I'm eating in place B, I do have to make a new bracha. Why? Because it's not about whether I was gomer the suda. It's about are you in place A? And when I'm eating in place B, I'm not in place A. It's about being okay your kavius from that makom. No, am I not being clear over here? You got it? Yeah. No? Wait. Yeah, no, tell me. Not so much? I'll say it one more time. Okay? I'll say it one more time. Let's go for one more shot here. Okay? You wash here in yeshiva. Then you go home. You forgot to bench or you didn't bench. You purposely didn't bench, let's say. Because Rabbi Levin, you were here this morning and you go home to learn Temblad at home during Shir. And then you come back from Mincha, right? So I assume he does about 10 blocks, I'm sure. So you you wash here in the morning. You have a little amotzi. Then you decide to go home to whatever for to learn your temblah. So you go home, and you want to eat more at home. Let's assume you don't want to eat more at home. Let's say you come back here again. You go home, you come back here, you want to continue eating. What's the halacha? Say nu bracha, don't say nu bracha. Nope, what is Rav Chis told? Say nu bracha, you don't say nu bracha. You washed, you didn't bench, you left, you came back, you want to eat more. No nu bracha. Right? That's clear. That's beferish. No nu bracha, that's Rav Chis Shita, because he has something that's nu bracha achron v'm kama. So there's no nu bracha. Good? Let's say I want to eat at home. I washed here, I left here, I did not bench, I want to eat at home. Do I say a new bracha on the things that I eat at home? So you say yes. So what I'm pointing out is that this is a machlokas rishonim. This is a machlokas tosfos and Ramchal. Why is it a machlokas rishonim? Because it's all based on what's the svara that when I come back here I don't have to say a new bracha. Why is it that when I come back to yeshiva I don't have to say a new bracha? Is it that, like Tosa says, when I left, I never ended my meal, so my meal never ended, and therefore anything I do after that, anything I eat after that, is just a continuation of that meal? That's one possibility. Is it? No, it's not that my meal never ended, but it's the fact that I was always, the whole time that I'm home, I knew that I was going to have to come back to yeshiva, that it makes it, when I do come back to yeshiva, that it's as if I never left. Those are the two ways to understand the halacha of why I don't have to say a new bracha when I come back to yeshiva. Either because my meal never ended, and anything that I ate after this morning is still just a continuation of that meal. Or, no, it doesn't matter whether my meal ended or not. The knowledge that I was going to have to come back here makes it that when I do come back here, it's ki'ilu I never left. Because the whole time I was gone, my mind was in yeshiva. The whole time I was gone, I knew that I was going to have to be back here. If you say the first way, that the reason I don't say a new bracha when I come back to yeshiva is that I never ended my meal, well then even when I eat at home, I never ended my meal. I'm just continuing that meal. And I should not have to say a new bracha. That's Tosfos. But if you say the second way, that it's not about ending the meal and not ending the meal. It's that since I knew I was going to have to come back, when I do come back, it's like I never left. Yeah, when I come back, it's like I never left. But when I'm home, well, then I'm there. I'm not here. And then I would certainly need a new bracha. That's what Ram Chalva would say. It would come out according to Ram Chalva. It's more pashut that I would need a new bracha on hamotzi things that I eat at home than it is that I would need a new bracha on bari nefashos things that I eat at home. I mean, none of this Yargi and Tosin say that I do need a new bracha at home. It's even more pashut that I need a new bracha on amotzi things than it would be on bari nefashos things.
The same thing that said you need a bracha at home, that means that even though you had in mind that you're coming back, you wouldn't make a bracha at home.
Right, having in mind that I would come back helps for coming back, but it doesn't help for home.
But if you have home, then you would make a bracha at home, you would just say the same bracha over again.
You would say bracha rishon again at home. Well, would you say a separate bracha achrona for what you eat at home? Probably.
No, I'm saying you didn't say the bracha achrona in the first place you ate. Then you went home. You wanted to eat there, even though you had in mind that you were going to make the bracha achrona in the first place. You wouldn't make the bracha achrona for the first place before you make the bracha rishona?
No, you would not. Right, it would seem that you would not. Another nafkamina might be, do I make a bracha achrona at home on what I eat at home? If you say like Tosfos, that as long as I never made a bracha achrona here, and then I went home, and everything that I eat at home is just a continuation of my meal from here, so I wouldn't make a separate bracha achrona at home, I'd come back here and make the bracha achrona, that would be the end. But if you say like Maram Chalava, that no, when I eat at home, that's not a continuation of anything. That's a totally separate achila. It's just that when I come back here, it's a continuation of my eating. But what I eat at home is a totally separate achila. So in the Chorosh, make a bracha achrona at home for what I eat at home, and then come back here and make a bracha achrona here for what I eat here. That would be another significant nafkamina. Yeah.
Yeah, even if on the toast, I don't understand why you leave places just by itself. It seems like either way you're getting the bracha. It says, "Tami Shimon Makom Tzarech LeBarach Hashem Shami Dasim Mekomo He Gomez He Gomez Chilas." Not that the eating comes first, the leaving comes first. The leaving the place, that's what constitutes Gomez Sudan. How do you stop eating?
By what? By something that doesn't require bracha Achron Mekomo. That makes it the Gemara Achila.
Oh, that's for example, chocolate food? That wasn't for...
I think so.
Like, I'm getting it. Like, why does it go to hat? Like,
yeah, because that's where Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarich. He's explaining the Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarich side of things. So that's by chocolate food.
What is the part? It's the same thing. He's saying...
No, because it's... you haven't been Gomer Yer Achila if you know that you need to bench and you haven't benched.
What's the language used by the... That's a bread.
There is.
I'm saying it's the same language by bread also.
What do you mean?
Meaning, I'm saying, if the language is Mishum HaShem Yosso, we call it Higam HaRachlas, it would sound like even...
Yeah, I think that's only for Shakal Fuzo.
Oh, so the language by...
And by bread, the Amida wouldn't be the Gemara Achila, the Bracha would be the Gemara Achila. I think that's the point he's trying to drive at. That the Bracha would then become the Gemara Achila, would then be labeled the Gemara Achila. Are you allowed to leave? Meaning, all this discussion was if you did leave. You're in the middle of a meal, is it okay to leave? So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara gave two examples. We had two cases. We had a case where you went Likros Chas and Likros Kala. Very nice. And we had Leilich Lebeis HaKnesses or Lebeis HaMedrash. So is that a coincidence that both cases where we're describing leaving, what are we describing? That you're going to do a mitzvah. Does that mean that you're only allowed to leave for the sake of a mitzvah? You're not allowed to leave when it's not for the sake of a mitzvah? So in the back of the Gemara, there's a Balamor. Yeah, the Balamar says on the Yutas and Beis Bedape Arif. Balamars are a little bit of a challenge to read. That's an understatement. Yeah, so the Balamar on Daf Chaf Amar Alef Bedape Arif in the margin of the page says as follows. Maybe we'll see if we can read it inside afterwards. Let's just say over what he says first. So the Balamar on Daf Chaf Amar Alef Bedape Arif in the margin of the page says that it sounds like you're only allowed to leave because you're going Likros Chas and Likros Kala, or Latzis Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, which is a Dvar Mitzvah. But for a Dvar Rashush, who told you you're allowed to leave in the middle of a Suda? Meaning, and what was the case? You left behind the Zakein Arachola, where you're still Kavua in that place, so it's not even considered Shini Makom. When you come back, you're still going to be allowed to continue. So he says, yeah, even if you leave behind the Zakein Arachola, even if you leave Mixas Chaverim behind. Balamar says the fact that both prices give the example of doing a mitzvah, chasim v'kalo, or beis hakness beis hamedrash, so you see that it's a stam go for dvar rishus is going to be absolutely awesome. Why? What would the issue be? If you're not going to have to say a new bracha when you come back, so you didn't violate, you didn't cause a bracha sheni tzricha, you didn't cause a bracha levatala. So what's the issue? Why would it be that you're only allowed to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, but otherwise you're not allowed to go? But he's saying that I'm not asking why you are allowed to go when there's a mitzvah. I'm asking when there's no mitzvah, why are you not allowed to go? Meaning you want to go watch the end of the fourth quarter of a big football game, and you'll come right back. So there's no mitzvah, believe it or not. There's no mitzvah in doing that. So, what's the issue? You're in the middle of your Thanksgiving Su'udah. And I don't know if it's still the same. Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys used to be the teams that always played on Thanksgiving. Still that way? Okay. Baruch Hashem, tradition. So you go and you watch America's team, the Detroit Lions. I don't know why it's Detroit Lions, it makes no sense. But you go and you want to. So it's about pure Dvarishus. Balmar says, Asur! You're not allowed to do that. What's the Asur? When you come back, what's it going to be? You're not going to have to say new bracha. But it's not so much of Asur because there's no new bracha when you come back.
It's like when
you're doing bedikas chametz. So the halacha is you're not supposed to talk from the time you make the bracha until you finish the bedika. If you do talk in the middle, after you started the bedika, you don't say a new bracha. It's okay, you have to continue, but you're not supposed to do it. Why? Because you shouldn't interrupt with other things. It's not going to cause a need for a new bracha, but you shouldn't interrupt with other things. So in Yisuda, you shouldn't interrupt Yisuda with external non-Suuda matters. Right? That's a hezekadas from the Suuda. It's not going to require a new bracha, but it's hezekadas.
But there are people who say that would require a new bracha.
No, but we're saying now, let's assume, like the Sheet of Rav Chisda, that Dvar Matunim Bracha Achrayim B'Mkoman, you washed for some bread at your Thanksgiving dinner, whatever, your Thanksgiving feast, and so you're going to have to come back anyway for Bracha Achrona. But the Baal Mar says something a little different. He says, what's going to happen? You're going to go to catch the end of the Detroit Lions versus whoever. No, I don't know. The Packers, okay. Good game. So it's such a good game, it goes into overtime. Then what? So then you get so caught up and you have, fantasy players and you're worried and you're trying to, juggle it all around. And by the time the game's over, you're so depressed because you lost in, your bets and your fantasy and everything that you just go to sleep. Meaning, when you leave, you might not come back. In Ochinami, if you leave and come back, you don't have to make a new bracha, but we don't want to let you leave. Because if you leave Azuda, you think you're going to come back, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? You might get caught up with something, and you may not come back. And that's going to be a problem. Yeah. What? We're not willing. Good. So here, David's question. For learning, Adrabba, we don't let you learn before Halakhs Neres Chanukah. We don't let you learn before Bdikas Chametz. We don't let you learn before Mitzvahs because we're afraid that you can get caught up in your learning. Yeah. In Ochinami, normally we're afraid you can get caught up in your learning. But the chashash that you may not come back is not such a great chashash that it should trump an opportunity for a mitzvah. The chashash that you won't come back is a great enough chashash that we could say, okay, so forego a Dvar HaRashus for this so that you won't mess up. But the chashash that you might not come back is not going to, we're not going to allow that to trump an opportunity for a mitzvah. Ram Chalva explains the Balamor like this. If you go for a Dvar mitzvah, you don't have to make a bracha achrona, and even l'chathila, if you're in Niach Zakin Ocholah, you're allowed to go. But if you go for a Dvar HaRashus, he says you would have to make a bracha achrona, even if you would eat dvar matun bracha achrayim b'mkoman, and even if you leave zaken acholah. So he goes even a step further. And Chalva says that this whole din is only shayach when you are going for a dvar mitzvah. If you're not going for a dvar mitzvah, then you actually have to bench first. But if you're eating things that do not require bracha achrona b'mkoman, then you're allowed to go even for a dvar ashus. You just have to make a bracha achrona. And if you want to eat more, make a bracha rishona. That's how he understands. Yeah.
The case just before was also for zaken acholim. We didn't mention it yet, but can you just assume the fact that it's zaken acholim? It's like the word chaver would be a lot easier just to use if you're able to. So can you just extrapolate from that? Here too, the language is exact in the sense that when it says go for a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah. There's no other. It would have said davarach, just talks to the else.
Yeah. So what are you trying to be medayik from zaken acholim?
The words. I mean, those words were exact. Meaning those are the only things that you can do. You can do other mitzvahs.
Really? Because the brisa later on says mixas chaverim.
Yeah, but the word zaken acholim there is. I mean,
I think there is what to be medayik, but we have to figure out how to make that diuk considering the other bryce says mixas chaverim. So Beis Yosef in Kufayim Ches writes in the name of the Kolbo that the heter to be Oker Suda is not for any mitzvah. It's only for a mitzvah of veras. Chasen Okala. The wedding is now. The wedding is not going to be later. So now you have the opportunity for the Chasen Okala. That if you don't go now, you're going to lose out the mitzvah. I befrek the Beis Yosef. What's this kasha going to be? How can you say the heter to leave the meal is only for a mitzvah of veras, so it's not going to be around later? No, what's this kasha going to be? The next price it talks about, not leaving for Chasen Okala, but for shul, for Beis Medrash. Well, someone taking away the Beis Medrash? That's going to be there later. The Torah is going to be waiting for you. So he says, maybe it's Mantfila or Lima or Shir, Limud Bechabura, and that's going to pass you by. There's a Shir at 8 o'clock in Shul. There's a Mantfila that you're going to miss. It says Dochak. It's Dochak to say that way. Pashtus, we're talking about Bechalofen. We're talking about not only when there's a Shir, not only when there's a. So Pashtus is not that way. If you look in the Ramah in Kufayin Chesiv Beis,
do we have it?
So in Kufayin Chesiv Beis in Shulchan Aruch, you know how we paskin. Chaverim sho yoshim lecho, v'yatzu likras chasim likras kala. Eminichu sham ektasan chazum l'kamim v'gomit sudasim ein tzrichum l'varich shniya. They leave some people behind. They went to go greet a chasim and kala. They don't have to make new brachos when they come back. V'im lo eminichu sham adam k'shem yatzum tzrichum brachol freir k'shem chazum tzrichum brachol chadchila. Says the Rama, then there are some that disagree with everything that's written in the simon. Shinimakom is a minor interruption. You don't have to make a bracha achrona, just a bracha rishona. And that's only if you don't leave anybody behind, but if you do leave people behind, or you make you're washed, you're having something that you have to bench on or say alam ichyan, you're never going to have to make a bracha. Therefore, listen to the example he gives. Misha pasak sudasa, guy stops his meal. V'halach lebayis acher, goes to a different house. Osha ya'ochel ukra'o chavero ledaberimo. What does that mean? What happened? Someone says, I want to talk to you, stop, let's shmooze. Afilu lepesach beiso ala makom acher. Kishachozer l'sudein tzarek levarich klal, dapas tzarek bracha memkom l'kule alma. When you come back, you don't need to say a new bracha, it's totally fine. But if you're Messiah Daito, Kishachozer vadi tzarek levarich masros lech lacher kach. But the bottom line is, what does the Rama say? What does the Rama say? That you go and speak to a friend, that's fine. However, he says, Miu tzorach mitzvah veres, kigon shegiz man tfila mutter. Meaning, where this is at the end, he says, l'chadchila, you're not supposed to go. When you go, it's not going to cause a requirement of a new bracha, but l'chadchila, you shouldn't leave. But for a mitzvah veres, then even l'chadchila, you're allowed to leave. So what does Rama hold? Yeah, it talks about going to do a mitzvah, whether you're going to do a mitzvah or you're going to do something else, the halacha is going to be the same in terms of making a bracha when you come back. When you come back, you're not going to have to make a new bracha. Why does it matter whether you're going to do a mitzvah veras or not going to do a mitzvah veras? That's in terms of whether l'chadchila you should go in the first place. For a mitzvah veras, l'chadchila you should go in the first place. For a non-mitzvah veras, l'chadchila you don't go. Shulchan Aruch passing Zekar of Sheshes. We're going to get into the Pesach Halacha later, but you see the Shulchan Aruch passing Zekar of Sheshes. And it's all Tali and Mixas Chaverim. Not like Rav Chista. Rama says, Yesh Cholkin and everything it says in the Simon. Why? Because Rama wants to say, like Rav Chista, against Rav Sheshes. So that's part of what's going on there. We're going to have to take a more careful look at that some other time. But right now, let's just take one last look, one last thing about the Zakin Urchola business. Is it a Dafka Zakin Urchola or is it Mitzvah Chaverim? Is there any Indian specifically Zakin Urchola? The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, Perek Dalet, halacha Dalet, says Zakin Urchola. Quotes it the way it appears in our Gemara. The Kesmish says Ram doesn't mean to say Dafka Zakin Urchola, that the Kviyas is not Nakar, because the Bryce, the second Bryce, says Mitzvah Chaverim, so it doesn't have to be Zakin Urchola. The Rambam just picks Zakin Urchola because that's the Lashon of the Bryce. Why does the Brisa say Zakin Urchola? Because if everybody's healthy, why isn't everybody going to greet the Chasan Kala? Everybody should be going to greet the Chasan Kala. So it just gives Zakin Urchola as an example, but really it doesn't have to be a Zakin Urchola. It could be anybody. Mitzvah Chaverim is also fine. That's how the Rambam understands. That's how the case of Mishnah's Mevaer within the Rambam. So you just made poo-poo's the whole thing. Zakin Urchola doesn't really matter. Not so satisfying, no? And the only reason it says Zakin Urchola is because otherwise they also should go out. So in the Masifta over here, he quotes a couple of achronim that I thought were interesting. Number one, he quotes the Tshuvas Agudas Ezov, or Chaim Simon Beis, that explains the chiluk between the brises as follows. The brisa that talks about going for a chasan or a kala is talking about going for a mitzvah veres. That brisa has to say you leave a zakin or a chola behind. Because if everybody is healthy, you're not allowed to leave anybody behind because everybody's got to go greet the chasan and kala because it's a mitzvah veres. So the brisa has to say you leave a zakin or a chola because there are not those, they're not able to go greet the chasan and kala. The second brisa is talking about going to base knesset, base medrash. That's not a mitzvah veres. Mainly you could say you leave anybody behind because not everybody is chayiv to go. So that's how the two brises line up. That the example of zakin and chola is very much related to what they were going for. However, he then quotes a michtam l'david. And he says, yeah, that which the Brisa says Zakin is because that's the normal thing. But why does the Brisa have to add and say Chola as well? Meaning he explains Zakin, why Chola? So he says, no, the Brisa must be telling me something more. So the Chiddush of the Brisa is that even a Chola, how does a Chola behave normally, differently than a regular person? So a Chola very often sleeps a little more than a regular person. What else? A Chola very often lose their appetite. They don't eat like a regular person. Maybe the chiddush of chola, if you leave a zakin, oh chola, is that you're leaving somebody behind who's not even eating with you. He's a chola, so he's not participating in the meal. Even so, if he's unable to go to likros chasan, mistama, he's also not able to be koveya suda with other people. He's not able to eat. If he's so sick that he can't go to Kros Chasan, so he's so sick he probably can't eat. So there's room to say that it doesn't help to leave him behind. Because everyone who ate is being okay in their makom. So that's what the Brisa is coming to Mechadesh, that even though he's not eating, it's called that you're still connected to that makom because you left him there. That it's not the fact that you leave Miktsas Ochlim behind. You leave some other eaters, some of your fellow eaters behind. No, that's not the issue. They say you leave Mixas Chaverim, that you leave somebody behind, whether he's eating or not. Furthermore, says Michtam Levin, maybe. The second Brisa says Mixas Chaverim is coming to teach us its own Chiddush. Then maybe you would have said that only if you leave a Zakin or a Chola, that's considered that you're definitely going to come back to that place. Why? Because Zakin or Chola, they can't leave, they're stuck. They can't just run around. They can't move by themselves. They need you back to help them. But you leave Mitzvah Chaverim, you may come back and it will turn out nobody's there. Everybody's gone already. So that price is telling us the Chiddush that even Mitzvah Chaverim works. Yeah?
You're saying because they have to stay, so they're going to be like, but when you come back, they're going to be there for what reason?
They're going to be there because they can't move.
So what good is that?
So you might have thought that's called that you never okay your makom because you know that you got to go back for them.
Oh, so that's what it is?
But mixas chaverim, they may not even be there anymore. They're just going to leave eventually.
So why isn't that like that's just the reason why you have people who can't leave, like who are there. So why isn't that the first answer? Why is that like one of the last answers? The fifth answer is
because that can't be true. Meaning, because the second verse says mixas chaverim works also. So he's saying the chiddush of the second brisa, each one has to teach me a chiddush, otherwise why give two different examples? So that's what he's saying. The chiddush of Zakin Echola is even though they're not eating. The chiddush of Mitzvah Chaverim is even though they could just leave.
Yeah, if you
so each one
answer,
is his own chiddush.
You combine the answer of the differences in if Mitzvah is passing or not, and like you just combine answers. Like that's that answer, meaning that explains why the language is different in each one. And then the reason of the fact that they're staying there, and it's kovea, it keeps it kovea while you're gone. You just combine the two answers, and it's perfect. No?
What's perfect?
I mean, it explains both the language, and explains both the reason why it's okay.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Really
no, it helps because you're saying that each one is teaching me a chiddush that the other one doesn't teach.
Yeah, but the five answers, those individual five answers.
What do you mean?
Meaning instead of combining two together and then giving the reason for each one, it's individual separate answers.
Right.
I don't see it inside.
Okay. I want to get into. I think we're not going to have Shir Thursday because I have no idea where I'm going to be Thursday. But I would like to tomorrow get into how we pass on Allah. The Koch Teter Adif issue and Hashmiyat, right? That whole issue. I'll try to leave Mar Makomos and be at a bris in the morning. We'll leave Mar Makomos. I'm going to try to get into. I want to get to wrap up the Sugya already. What? No, I gotta be at a bris in Cedars tomorrow morning. So I try to wrap up the Sugya Bez Hashem tomorrow with the How We Pass Malacha, and then Bez Hashem next week we'll move on to another Sugya.
Would it possibly be that baby would fall out in that scenario also with the Zakin and.
Right. So Tino could also work.
Or leave it alone.
Right.
With the
Zakin
and
the
Chol.
Yeah, so it's the same. Okay.